This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Didn't he work it out? Greet ye all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Thank you for joining. Welcome all those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line and on Facebook Live. I saw my sister Tracy. I saw Gladys. I saw my friend Will. And I saw my mom, Cora. Thank you guys for joining in today. We're going to go ahead and get right started. Today we will be doing communion at the end of the message. So make sure you grab some bread and some juice. Our scripture today will be coming from Romans chapter 10, verse 17 to 18. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17 to 18. And it reads this way. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. Let's pray. Father, it's once again that we come, and we thank you for another day that you have given us. Lord, we ask right now that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. And Lord, my prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll like to title the message today, Faith Cometh by Hearing. Also, I wanted to take a quick review of the message of last week. Hell, do you really believe it? You know, in that message that the Lord gave us, it told us a lot about hell. It showed us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that message last week showed us that God didn't want us to go to hell. We found out that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Then we also found out that hell, before Christ, was composed of two parts. There was a torment side and a paradise side. All of those that believed in God went to the paradise side. And all those that rejected God went to the torment side. We also found out how Jesus described hell. Jesus talked about heaven and hell, but he talked about hell more than he talked about heaven. And you say, wow, why did he do that? Because he loved us. He did not want us to go to this place. You know, Jesus described hell this way. He said, hell is a place where the fire is not quenched. It's an everlasting fire. It doesn't end. It'll be a place of wailing, weeping, and gnashing of teeth. He also described it as a place of darkness. It's a fire not like we've seen before that emits light, but this fire will emit no light. Remember, God is light, so he's not there, so there will be no light. So it's going to be this darkness. And then also, he says this, where the worm dieth not. And then he said there's torment in its everlasting punishment. Wow. And then the question you ask yourself, do you really believe in hell? And if you really do, Jesus, God gave his only begotten Son so that we wouldn't have to go. What are you doing to prevent others from going? I'm telling you, the only thing that you can do is tell them about the gift.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.